Back on downtown at 20 before 5 o'clock. Yes, our house is a very fine house, and it got a whole lot better with the announcement yesterday of the brand new athletic facilities plan for the University of Maine. And with more details on that, we're joined on the phone by the director of athletics at the university, Ken Ralph. Ken, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon to you as well.
Well, congratulations, first of all, to you and Seth Woodcock and everybody involved. This has been a long, long process, but certainly worth it. And the people of Black Bear Nation, absolutely ecstatic with the news.
I'll tell you, the response has been tremendous. And you can tell it's been a long time that folks have been waiting for news like this. And now that it's public and it's not a concept anymore, it's really going to happen. You know, people have really had a very powerful response to this. And it just feels great, shows how much people care about the place.
Well, one of the many things that I was impressed with is the fact that you've addressed every single sport in this plan.
Well, and that was our intent from the start. And, you know, we could have taken the full amount and said, oh, let's build some kind of giant facility. But, you know, all of our teams are dealing with facilities that are, you know, let's say substandard. And we want some comprehensive excellence across all of our sports and to give all of our teams a chance to compete on an even playing field with the rest of our peers. And the other thing is, for us to best engage the community, we really needed to address a wider swath of available facilities across a lot of sports. And we feel like we did a pretty good job of that.
And we've talked about this before, and I know your belief is that the University of Maine should be the place where high school championships for the entire state of Maine are played.
Well, I do believe that. I mean, we are the flagship university, and we are the only Division I athletic program in the state. And if there's a high school field hockey championship that's going to go on, I'd like it to be held in our campus. If we're going to have a high school soccer championship, let's have it in Orono. I want this to be a destination because it's also great for future students. They come up here, they find out that Orono is a pretty terrific place. We've got a beautiful campus. Now we're going to have these great athletic facilities. It gives a lot more reason for the students who are here in state to want to stay in state and choose to come to school here.
Harold Alfond and the foundation have been so generous to the people of Maine and to the University of Maine through the years. What were their priorities in giving so generously to this project?
Well, I mean, these discussions had been going on even prior to my arrival, and a lot of it was sort of fine-tuning what the needs of the athletic department were with where the aspirations of the foundation were coming down, but also then looking at how do we best serve all these different constituencies. And we went through a lot of iterations of plans, and we threw a lot of different ideas out there, and you know, things, you know, were added to the list or dropped off the list, or things grew or were shrunk. And I'll tell you, there was a lot of versions of this before we finally came out where we did. And I couldn't be more pleased with how attentive and responsive the Alfond Foundation was and how supportive they were through the entire process as we worked through it, as how do we best serve the students here and the varsity athletes and ensure that Division I athletics at Maine will go on in a very strong fashion, versus how do we also meet Mr. Alfond's goals of being great stewards for the state of Maine.
We're talking with Ken Ralph here on Downtown. Now, as I understand, the timeline of the first areas that will be addressed are some of those needs in women's athletics.
Absolutely. I mean, we have not provided the same quality of experience for the women in our varsity program as we've provided our men, and we do need to do a better job addressing that. And the plan really aggressively addresses those inequities. So the first major facilities you'll see done will be the softball field, field hockey field, and soccer fields. The other thing that does is it frees up space to move some of the other elements of the project, because we want to make sure that no teams are inconvenienced during the construction projects. So we are going to sequence those things in so nobody is displaced for any playing season.
There is so much to be excited about in this project, but I know for a lot of people, the return of basketball programs to the campus and the look of this multi-purpose center is certainly one of the real things to get excited about in this project.
Well, that's probably where we had our strongest reactions, and we were a little nervous about that because, you know, for some of our fan base, you know, going into downtown Bangor is very convenient, and we were a little concerned about how people would feel about coming back to Orono, but boy, has there been a passionate outpouring of people that are excited about it, and, you know, getting a basketball-specific facility where people are right on top of the action, where we'll be able to brand these events out as true UMaine events all the way from the second you walk in the building to what we're going to be able to do from a game presentation perspective and also really building out a strong home court advantage. I've just been really pleased with the way the community has responded to this.
And as you pointed out in the wonderful video that was put together, this will also be, it is a true multi-purpose center. It will be an event center for not only campus organizations, but for the greater community.
Well, absolutely. You know, our president has been very vocal about the fact that we need to do more about attracting folks to Orono. And, you know, athletic facilities have a great multipurpose element to them because while they're heavily used, there are still opportunities to bring some other activities into these larger open spaces that'll have some top-end technology already built into them. And, you know, we're looking at, you know, you've heard us say it, science fairs and robotics competitions and speakers and TED Talks and all these different things that we struggle to find spaces for now, or we have spaces that don't have the technology needed. Well, we're going to solve that problem.
Improvements being made to Alfond Arena. As you looked at the big picture, was it more cost effective to renovate the Alfond than to try and create a whole new facility?
Well, it's one of the reasons we chose JLG to as architects to help us. They are the world leader in hockey facilities. And their original suggestion to us after they first toured the building when it was empty was, you know, knock it down and start fresh. We said, okay, all we're asking is that you attend one hockey game, and if after you see one hockey game, you feel the same way, we'll talk. Well, after the first hockey game, they're like, you guys are out of your mind if you tear this building down. This is the best environment we've been in. And so we asked them to get creative about how we could provide the player amenities that are needed to compete at the highest levels of Division I while keeping the intimacy of the bowl and upping the creature comforts that people now expect, especially from a tech perspective. And I'm really pleased with the way this came out. And I had several calls from hockey alums thanking me for not getting rid of Alfond.
You're also reorienting the football field by taking out the track and moving the turf a little bit closer to the grandstand to give that a more intimate feel. Let's talk about track for a moment. In one of the indoor facilities, you will have a wonderful indoor track. Maybe I missed this in the overall plan. Will there also be an outdoor track facility somewhere else on campus?
Well, the existing outdoor track will stay for a little bit, at least until the multipurpose facility breaks ground. Eventually, we would like to have another outdoor 400-meter track. It's not part of this initial build-out, but we may have some success in fundraising. We do have a spot held for it, but I can't promise that to people right now. What we did was we met with our track coaches and said, okay, we can either do an outdoor 400-meter track in this spot, or we can do an indoor 300-meter track that's, you know, gives us some more flexibility. And the track coaches thought about it, and they're like, look, there's not a facility like this in New England. This gives us a chance to train year-round. Mm. We're nuts if we don't take this option. If we're really going to continue to grow this track program, this is our best opportunity. And if we need to run an outdoor 400-meter track, they're all over the place. Most high schools have them, all the other colleges. We can trade indoor time for outdoor time and still get our team the opportunity to train on 400-meter outdoor tracks. So for the time being, the indoor 300-meter track will be the longest track we have, but we're hoping with some successful fundraising that we're able to add that outdoor 400-meter track down the road.
And as you reorient things on the football field, I love the multi-purpose facility, and that also, that end zone, as we think of it now, is also going to become the home for the athletic department.
Yeah, and it's, you know, people really love that image. And I was kind of wondering which image people would really gravitate to. But people really like that look down through the football stadium with the multi-purpose center sitting in the south end zone. They just say it just feels high-end. It feels very Division I. It feels like, you know, now the fans are going to be much closer to the action. It's going to be a louder environment. But just has that look and feel of a higher-end Division I FCS program. And that's really something we were going for.
Now, this is very selfish from my perspective in that the rest of us needy media types. Will there be any improvements in the football press box, which has been pretty much the same since the opening back in 98?
I don't want to make it comfortable for you up there.
I didn't think so.
On your toes. Come on.
we'll be fine. Don't you worry about us. The one question that has come up, though, because you're losing some parking, obviously, is there a plan and where is it in the timeline for any kind of a parking facility?
Well, there's actually a net increase of parking in the plan. If you take a look at the overhead shot of the plan, where basically we plot everything out, there is a dramatic increase in parking spaces. We will lose a small number of spaces with the multipurpose center build out, but we add several hundred. We have a net add of several hundred spaces in the plan.
Excellent. So, Ken, I know this was, as you mentioned, the product of several years' work. What does this say about the University of Maine's athletic programs going forward? And what does it do not just for athletics, but for the campus and the university system?
Well, you know, I think it's important that, you know, you present yourself as a Division I program, and you have the facilities, and you have, there's a little bit of an attitude about that that you have to carry forward, and recruits feel it, and families feel it, and your fans feel it. I mean, you've been to enough facilities to know what the look and feel of a high-end facility is like versus a facility that's significantly outdated. But there's also an assumption of quality of everything that happens on a campus when you see those high-quality facilities. We really believe that with this build-out, we're going to impact how people perceive the academic quality of the University of Maine. We know how strong it is. We know how good our academic programs are. But sometimes, because you're seeing some crumbling infrastructure, people just assume that that's what's happening the rest of campus, and it's not the case. So we really feel that these facilities are going to impact the impression people get from the first moment they step on campus in terms of their assumption of quality of everything we do. And then you're going to see what's happening with our engineering building, and you're going to see what's happening with some other programs going on campus. And we're going to prove to people that University of Maine is a pretty special place.
Now, you're doing this, obviously, over a number of years. In terms of the money itself, does that $110 million come in all at once? Are you able to borrow against that or invest that money to turn that $110 million into even more?
Well, the goal is we would like to borrow against future revenues here. And the Alphon gift comes in over time. We would like to borrow against that, knowing that it is backed by a legally binding document, and be able to get these projects going on the most rapid possible responsible timeline. We have a $20 million fundraising total we need to hit. We're looking at that as the floor. We'd like to bring in a lot more than that. And the early responses from some of our key donors has been overwhelmingly positive. So we're feeling very confident that we're going to pull a good number from fundraising and make it additive, make this project even better. And that's the goal.
Yeah, I would think too, for some of those big sponsors, when they see the commitment that the Alphon Foundation has made and see that the future is very secure going forward, that might make them even more likely to pony up down the road.
Well, and you know this as well as I do. There's been a bit of a wait and see attitude. You know, is the university ever going to do this? Are they ever going to come through with new facilities? Are they really going to commit to Division I athletics? And I think people saw what we did yesterday, and they're like, "This is it. You know, this is big time. This is Division I. This is, we're doing it." And I think for a lot of folks, it's made them say, "You know what? They showed me it's, and we're going to step up now too."
All right, I just got a text from Tyson McHatton, who tells me that for a couple of bucks, we can make the Kimball Radio Lounge at Alphon Stadium whatever I would like it to be. So, yeah, I'll have my people get in touch.
That sounds good. Have your financial advisor give me a yell, and we know there's a seven-figure gift in there somewhere.
Yeah, just me with a paintbrush. Whatever works. Ken, thank you again for being with us, and thank you to everybody involved in doing this wonderful thing for the University of Maine and for the whole state. It's as somebody who has been involved in covering Black Bear sports for more than four decades, I don't know that I've ever been more excited about the future of Maine sports. This is just tremendous.
Well, and I think a lot of folks share your sentiments, and it's really been special to hear some stories over the last couple of days, and you know, it just provides even more fuel to go forward.
All right. Thank you very much, Ken. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks. Have a great afternoon.
That's Ken Ralph, Director of Athletics at the University of Maine, talking about this wonderful project that gets underway soon, and again, first up, addressing some of those needs for women's athletics that they will start in 2022. So exciting stuff indeed.